Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think having Gabriel in this game is going to be I predict it going one of two ways, which I know there's a lot of other ways it can go, but I think he's either going to have, like, the Steelers are going to have a hard time with him because he's going to do just enough of escaping and doing some of that stuff to make it difficult for the Steelers, or he's going to just be totally overwhelmed and they're going to get after him. And I'd say this, if it was, and this is no disrespect or slight to any of the coaches, if Dick LeBeau was our coach and knowing what he does to rookie quarterbacks, yeah, it'd be no chance.
Sure.
That's just knowing how Dick LeBeau approached rookie quarterbacks.
Sure.
I said it's our second bye in a row, so that's fine.
Okay.
Shedeur Sanders might be starting by then.
Update, he's not. He might not even be the backup. But for all the crap I've caught on social media over the last 24 hours, I have a man who's willing to hold hands with me at the top of the mountain. His name is Big Ben. And he has proclaimed Sunday in the latest edition of Steelers-Browns that this is, quote, a second bye in a row. Put that on your bulletin board, Cleveland. Rile up the troops with that, Kevin Stefanski. Second bye in a row. Pretty much an automatic win for the Steelers against the Browns. Are you, ladies and gentlemen out there listening and watching on YouTube, putting the Steelers on upset alert against a team they haven't lost to in the regular season in Pittsburgh since 2003? When Malzahn was a freshman at Penn State, he hadn't begun to hate Penn State football yet.
No, I did.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I did. The most memorable football game I watched that year was Pitt 31, Virginia Tech 28.
I was a senior in high school. I was smoking a lot of marijuana at the time.
Let me see how
sick. So was my mom.
Let me see how sick you are real quick.
Yep.
You ever smoked together with your mom in high school?
Not really.
No. Who scored the winning touchdown for Pitt in that 31-28 win over Vautech?
Wasaka Polite.
Can't put one by this guy, Charlie. He's just a weirdo.
Charlie in 2003 was still in diapers.
And how old were you?
I was 10, celebrating a Devil Stanley Cup and a Buccaneer Super Bowl.
If you were still in diapers at age 10, there been Man, something we'd have had to look into.
As Adam
there.
Crowley once said to Tyler Kennedy, it's been all downhill from there, huh? I'd say you peaked in 2003 as a human being.
Oh, 100%. The Nets were also in the NBA Finals. That was
Jason
a great
Williams.
Sports year.
He had it all.
No, Jason Kidd.
Yeah. Didn't they have Jason Williams on those teams too? Jason,
Negative.
The J-A-Y-S-O-N.
No, they had Aaron Williams, though.
I thought they had the big guy who ended up with the shotgun situation.
All right, let's not relive the early 2000s New Jersey Nets here for our fans and listeners. And let's get, yes, with his high socks from Villanova. And let's get to Ben's comments in what I said, which is, the Steelers are absolutely going to win this game. There's no chance they lose this game. And Ben has similar rhetoric here on his podcast. 412-928-9370 to respond to all this. The thing that I think might be getting lost in all of this is this game, Chris, I don't know if you've picked up on this yet. We haven't talked about it. This is the greatest rest advantage in NFL history. Did you know that?
I did not.
It's the greatest rest advantage ever. We've never seen a time.
Oh, where a team played at 9:30, then had a bye week.
Where a team had a bye, and the team they were playing played in London, mm-hmm. played an international game, and then had to come back with no bye and play a road game. I think colloquially, is that the word?
Colloquially.
Colloquially, they call that getting the shaft if you're the Browns. Hey, go over there, play the Vikings on another continent, and yeah, you don't get to kick up your feet and put an ice pack on your knees. You have to buckle the chin strap for the Steelers on the road the next week. They are at a significant disadvantage because of that. And they're asking someone who's making his second NFL start to be their steward through all that. Mm-hmm. So they have to buck a very, very, very serious long-term trend here if they're going to win the game. And there's already a multitude of things that are stacked up against the Browns. So I think those who are going to the game, including myself, even though I don't know what I'm going to do for the game now, based on some information I received about an hour ago, I think we're going to get another Steelers-Browns beatdown. And everybody will drive home happy at around 4 o'clock and will reminisce about all the times that the Steelers have found a way to be Lucy to the Browns, Charlie Brown. You like that?
Yeah, I can't get past Ben Roethlisberger going, no disrespect to the defensive coaches now, Reed, Mike Tomlin, but...
Yes, 2 weeks in a row previewing Steelers games, I'm going to find a way to denigrate and rip Mike Tomlin. First, it was Minnesota's coaches are going to coach circles around him. And even after the opposite happened, I'm still going to find a way to shoehorn into my take on a game that, my God, if only they had had the defensive coordinator who was there calling the shots before Mike Tomlin got there, this game would be even better than a second bye.
They
might as well not play the game.
I got to believe this is a sidebar. I don't think Ben likes Tomlin or respects him.
But he had him in his basement for that podcast.
I was going to bring that up next. It's weird that they did the podcast because I think Ben looks down his nose at Tomlin.
And he was on the sideline in London.
And Tomlin was like saying hi to his kids.
Everybody must agree with me because there's not a single person on the phone line right now who wants to call in and say, no, the Steelers are on upset alert. So I take this from you guys out there at 412-928-9370 as a sign that everybody thinks I'm right, and really no one other than Mulsey has anything to add to this conversation. Go ahead, Chris.
I do think that they should be on upset alert just because I think that this game has a very good chance of being one possession either way within one score with 6, 7, 8 minutes to go. And I think by definition, if you have a game that you feel like I do has that likelihood or potential, then you got to be on upset alert if you're the team favored by 5.5. I think the thing about rest is very real. I don't discount that at all.
But you are discounting it because you're putting the Steelers on upset alert.
And the Browns are making curious maybe moves with the Flacco trade in division and then flipping Greg Newsom for Tyson
Campbell.
And
did you hear the Schwartz on that one? The Schwartz was not a fan.
Of that deal?
No. Well, the Schwartz was not with
the spin doctors,
you on that.
The spin doctors... tried
the
to
two
say
two princes. What else yes. did they perform? Little Miss can't be
little
wrong.
Little Miss can't be wrong, and two princes. That's it. The spin doctors out there were trying to say that Tyson Campbell is a better scheme fit for what the Browns want to do than Greg.
He doesn't know the scheme yet.
No, that his style as a corner.
Well, right, but that really doesn't. That's germane to the next Steelers matchup against them, but
also,
not this one.
That's also just it's curious to me that there are a lot of moving parts there. But listen, here's what still I know about the Browns. I know that their defense, even tired, is probably going to be pretty good and pretty stout against the run. So I know Myles Garrett is going to get after the passer if the Steelers try to do anything significant downfield where Rodgers is holding the ball. And I know that when you try to run the ball at them generally, you don't meet with a lot of success if you're an NFL team in 2025 so far. They're averaging 3.0 given up per carry. That's best in the league. Their defense, total defense, number 2 in the league. If Carson Wentz doesn't like get in a time machine back to 2017 and flash like early career Carson Wentz form, they beat the Vikings in that game. And they had that game down to the wire close. So that's the main thing. I think their defense is just good enough to keep them in this game. I think they could absolutely, Pony, be like a 5-12, 4-13, even like 3-14 team that plays a disproportionate number of pretty close football games. But they have nothing at quarterback right now that you could believe in. Having said that, I thought Stefanski's game plan in the Vikings game for Dylan Gabriel was a smart one. I'm not going to put this guy in harm's way too much. Mm-hmm. He's pretty mobile. He's pretty short. I'm going to get him on the edges and try to throw easy pitch and catch passes and hope some stuff can happen after the catch, right? Like guys will miss tackles. And we have a kid named Quinshon Judkins that we like a lot who's going to run for hopefully 80 to 100 yards and keep the game close. You know what they're actually going to try to do, I think?
Yeah.
Is the kind of game plan we used to get crazy about with Tomlin when he would have Kenny Pickett. I'm going to hope that this thing is close in the fourth quarter and that my guys make enough plays to win it.
More facts to back up my argument, though. The Browns are the lowest scoring team in the first half of games. The Steelers are the fifth highest. One thing that has changed with Aaron Rodgers as quarterback, one of the staples of the Steelers' offense before he got here was very, very slow starts. Mm-hmm. Never a touchdown on the opening drive. Lowest scoring first quarter team in the NFL last year. It's flipped. They score a lot on opening drives. They get field goals or touchdowns. They put points on the board. That was the story of the Vikings game. Mm-hmm. Got out to big lead, had to hold on.
Story of the Patriots game,
right,
too.
And so the Browns, based on their style, are not a come-from-behind team because they want to run the ball. They want to play the conservative style of play you're talking about.
Sure.
So if the Steelers do what they've done through the first quarter of the season, they get a lead here. Now they've got to get out of their comfort zone with Dylan Gabriel, and that's when T.J. Watt and Nick Herbig and Cam Hayward and
their
Highsmith
tackles
coming
have been
back.
Bad, too. That's another thing. Their tackles have not been
I'm going to say
there.
This, too. Sorry, Short King's out there. He's a little guy. And one thing the Steelers do really well is get their hands up in the air.
Cam Hayward field
and bat down balls. So even if they don't get home, I think we're going to see that happen a bunch of times. So Ben is right. And I always like doing a show with Ben. And I do miss Ben to some degree, not at the expense of you, Malzy.
Nah, come on. You
no,
can
I
be
don't.
Honest. If Ben was sitting across from you here saying, Pony, you're right again, once again.
Well, he'd bring beer, but we get beer on Fridays anyways.
Correcting your analysis. You'd be loving life. If old Malzy was doing something else, was out there cutting grass for a living, you'd be fine with that if Ben was sitting in this chair.
Do you think after your big golf championship from earlier this year, you're ready to take on Ben if the gauntlet gets thrown down?
No, I think he's still better than me. Is he giving me like the six strokes I think his handicap suggests he should?
Yeah, let's say he is.
I feel good enough about my game right now that I don't think I would get humiliated. I don't think I'd win, but I don't think I'd get like bludgeoned out there.
All right, Big Ben is calling this matchup a second bye. I've guaranteed a Steelers win. Are you putting the Steelers on upset alert? 412-928-9370. Here is Vic in Hazelwood. Hello, Vic.
What's happening, guys?
Was last night the night?
It was.
Congratulations on all your success. People that listen to the show know what that means. Chris, do you remember what that means?
I know exactly what that means, and that's why I want to let that just sit as one of those inside PM team
Vic,
jokes.
You know who doesn't get what that means? Austin who? Bechtold.
Austin, come on, brother. Yeah.
Well, he's just looking for any night, I think, at this point, Vic. You could teach him a thing or two,
Bechtold's
I suspect.
Bechtold claimed today that he didn't know what Brazzers was. I'm sorry, I'm not buying that,
come
okay?
On.
Charlie, did that pass your sniff test?
Listen, you remember Andrew didn't realize what a Lambo was. You remember back in the day when I said Lambo? He said, what's that? Lamborghini?
Oh, that's yes. True. I didn't get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but there's no way a single guy like Austin who's maybe looking for another fish in the sea doesn't know what Brazzers is. But we digress,
Vic. Are the Steelers a lock on Sunday?
No. Let me explain something to you guys. I think they are, but it's just going to take one hit from Miles Garrett on Aaron Rodgers. And the tide changes. If he hurts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I hope he don't. But listen. Who the Steelers really got at the back?
I think they'd beat him with Mason Rudolph. I think if Mason went in, they'd still win.
Weirdly enough, it's a game where the intrigue becomes 10 times greater if the backup quarterback for the Steelers is in because of his history with Garrett.
And thanks, Vic. Appreciate you. I don't think that Aaron Rodgers is going to let that happen. I think Aaron Rodgers
game plan-wise, they're clearly going to try to continue to get the ball out lickety-split. There's no doubt about that, man.
So there's a guy who says the Browns' best chance is for Myles Garrett to put Aaron Rodgers
on his ass, yeah. I mean, that is usually the Browns' best chances. Their best player wrecks the game.
Remember when they put Landry Jones in the hospital and Ben came in and lit him up when he wasn't supposed to play?
They knocked Jones out halfway through the first quarter.
It was like the first or second
The old cowboy just came in and put 320 on him. I don't think the Steelers are
on upset alert here.
I don't think they're going to lose, but I'm shocked that no other people who presumably have seen the Browns defense at the very least.
Yeah, no one wants to call in on this because they know them right.
Have like looked at the situation and said they could absolutely keep it close.
That's not the same thing as upset alert.
If you are within one possession or tied or something late in a game, weird stuff can happen.
But if you don't think the Browns are going to find a way to win the game, well, then the Steelers are just going to win most NFL games, which is a game that's decided by less than a touchdown. You're already walking back your take.
Ben called it a second bye week. Yep. I think that's a farce.
It'll be a second bye week. I'm with Ben. Are you? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. The Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line urging you to text responsibly, where they say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Here's Charlie's headline.
Yeah, it makes me a little bit nervous, like I said, because you like to roll the momentum from the game over, but you got to take a break.
Yeah.
Because of the bye. Again, they were good. We get Alex back. We'll get some other. Hopefully, get Alex back. And I think it can be good to have a bye, but it also can depends on how long it sets you back. It can set you back a quarter, a series, a half. But if they do take a step back in the sense of being slow. Offensively or defensively, I think they'll get back into it pretty quick.
All right, so Ben said this is the second bye, and then he thinks there's a chance the Steelers sleepwalk through this game against the Browns. Come on, Ben. Stick to your guns, brother.
Who is he, Ben Mackey?
Sports radio. This guy.
What'd I say?
Come on. What are you trying to do here? Okay, walking bets yesterday, now that. All right. Keep it in your pants.
Are you guys talking about walking bets yesterday?
Yeah, we did. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it was in the context of we mentioned Bill Belichick, and everyone knows Bill is kind of,
But at the same time, you did say, oh, they're on upset alert, but the Steelers are going to win the game. It's not really being on upset alert.
Being on upset alert is okay, I think this team that should by rights not give the Steelers that much of a game, 5.5 is not a small spread, it's not a huge spread, but it's a comfy number. I think that team is going to have this. Let me put it this way. I think in the fourth quarter of this game, the outcome is not going to be decided yet. Like, you're not going to feel like it's 21-0, Steelers are on cruise control, just okay, play out the string.
So what percentage do you put on the Browns winning the game then?
I would say I would say 20%.
That's it?
20%. If they play this game 5 times,
Charlie,
they win it once.
If I said to you, hey, man, the Bucs are on upset alert against the 49ers this weekend. Oh, okay. What odds do you give the Buccaneers to win the game? 80%. Would you feel like they're really on upset alert in my mind?
No, 80% is too much.
Yeah.
Too much credit.
Okay.
If there's
25%.
At what point do we get to upset alert? If there's an 80% chance that 60%. It's not going to rain, you don't pack an umbrella. Put it through the umbrella test. If you're saying 50-50, well, then yes, that's upset alert because it can go either way.
I don't think it's a 50-50 game, but what I'm more rebutting is it does feel to me like there is it's the Browns, this is going to be easy. I don't think
Steelers... Well, the second bye comment does make it sound like it's going to be a walk in the park.
Ben made it
seem... I agree with that.
Yeah, he made it seem like you just show up and you win the game, just kind of go through the motions and you're good. The Steelers have not proven to be offensively consistent enough for me to feel that way yet, and the Browns are good enough defensively to muck this up a little bit.
I'll make a prediction that is closer to Ben than yours. I think they'll win the game by more than a touchdown,
okay.
And I don't think it's going to be like hanging in the balance at the two-minute warning.
I mean, listen, I think I'm the one actually stepping out on a limb here. Dylan Gabriel's making his second career start, and despite Ben deciding to throw a little dart here at Mike Tomlin... Tomlin hasn't lost a game against them in the regular season, with and without Dick LeBeau.
You're not stepping out on a limb whatsoever.
I'm absolutely stepping out on a limb
not.
To say that I think this game could
stepping
be very close.
Stepping out on a limb is saying, guys, believe it or not, the Browns are going to come in here and shock the world and beat the Steelers on Sunday. That is stepping out on a limb. That's Malzi digging into his bag of big hot takes.
Actually, most people wouldn't
that.
Even say that is me stepping out on a limb. They'd say, typical Cleveland fan Malzi comes around again. What a surprise. I bet he's sad the Guardians lost.
Are you sad the Guardians lost?
No, don't care.
Here is Sean in Greensburg. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I firmly believe, and I'm going to step out on a limb and say the Browns have a chance. And the rationale behind it is, Tony, you are picking the Steelers to win.
Absolutely. And so is Big Ben.
The old mush. You and my son-in-law have so much in common, it is uncanny.
All right, Sean, fine. Then why don't you say on the air right now, Big Ben doesn't know diddly-poo about football, and his second bye comment was absolutely ridiculous. Well, go ahead and say it, Sean. If you want to denigrate one of the greatest football players in Pittsburgh history, go right ahead.
I'm saying you're the ultimate mush.
But he's on the same side as me. So he has to be mushed. He's mushed then, too.
Sean, listen up, buddy. Don't feel bad about him trying to say if you want to denigrate one of the great players in Pittsburgh football history. I do it all the time.
Sean, I know exactly what's going to happen with you in Greensburg. You're going to make this comment to me today and say, oh, you always jinx the Steelers. The Steelers are going to win the game. We'll come on the air Monday, and you won't be anywhere to be found. Sean will come up with other things to do.
If Steelers were playing in Hempfield, and you pick the Steelers, I think there's a possibility that Hempfield could beat them.
If the Steelers...
You know, my son-in-law are the biggest jinxes in the world. He goes, last night, Sean, I'm taking the Eagles. I said, don't do it. Don't do it. Tony picked them in a landslide.
I did pick them in a landslide. That's absolutely
that
right.
That poorly for
That's
me
That's absolutely
and
right, Sean.
There
but I also
go.
Have I also have a winning record against the spread this year, so you can put that in your Greensburg pipe and smoke it. Goodbye,
you know, Sean. You know who did pick the Giants yesterday? Greensburg's finest. Donald Q. Chedrick.
I've heard that in a commercial or two lately, or a promo coming back from break. Greensburg Zone.
The big guy.
Yeah.
Look at him getting some run.
Here is Shriver in Cranberry. Hello, Shriver.
Hey, guys. So you're forgetting about someone that I think is a big difference maker in this game. I don't think the Steelers will win.
What?
But I do think that they will lose the game, if you make sense. Because we have Tomlin, and I think come Monday morning
he's literally never lost a regular season home game to the Browns. And your logic is we have Mike Tomlin, so we're screwed.
Wait,
that's your logic.
Shriver, can you explain to me what you started with though? You said they're not going to win, but they are.
Yeah, they're going to lose the game.
Okay,
they're going to shoot themselves in the foot, the proverbial foot.
Okay, so Tomlin and his coaching malfeasance will cost them a game they should otherwise win.
Yeah, because they're gonna start out slow. It's gonna be halftime. It'll be 6-3. Boswell will have.
Well, what would you say to Pony's point that they have started fast in games lately under Rodgers? That trend has been bucked so far this year.
Yeah, So look at the game last night. Look at the game Buffalo and the Patriots. Games are teams were not favored to win. They come in and beat the team that was favored. I think this is a situation too where we're gonna be like, okay. All right, so they're not 4-1. They're 3-2. They still have a game against the Bengals, short week. They're all banged up now. I just can see it. I've seen this years for this.
No, actually, you haven't. He's never lost a home regular season game to the Browns. You've said you've seen this movie before. It is one of the few movies that's actually never been in the theaters. It's never aired. It's never happened. The one time it happened was in 2020, and as Mulsey points out, nothing from that season really counts.
I mean, if the Steelers had won the Super Bowl, it absolutely would have counted.
Yeah.
I've said that more for baseball than for football. I think it was more just...
No, but you've said, there weren't fans, so that changed the way offenses were and everything else.
In that one instance, I mean, Baker and those guys had a much easier time of it than they otherwise would have, and also... But then again, the lack of fans didn't have Pouncey snapping the ball over Ben's head.
How is your opinion the Steelers are going to lose this game because of Tomlin when there's no evidence that he loses a game like this? Like, literally none. There isn't any. Like, that's just such a...
You think it's still residual hangover from him taking a blowout Minnesota game and with some of his decisions and influence turning it close?
I didn't have Shriver on the air long enough to ask him. I probably should have kept him on to see.
You're very, very mad. You do seem very fired up at the callers today who are going against you. Did you see you were a trend on Twitter? They have like the news broken down last night.
What do you mean a trend on Twitter?
Well,
you never want to be the main character on Twitter.
You were not a trending topic, but they have like this news tab.
Okay.
And it says today's news. Steelers radio host Andrew Filippone predicts win over Browns. Fans fear jinx. And then like it has an AI summary. Pittsburgh sports radio host Andrew Filippone posted on X that the Steelers will not lose to the Cleveland Browns on Sunday, sparking superstitious reactions from fans who urged him to delete the
post. What the hell are you laughing about,
Charlie?
A jinx. Huh? Your Devils got their asses kicked last night. You're in no position to laugh at anybody.
I'm chilling. I'm cool.
You've gone national as a mush. People literally beg you. As I've told you before, you could make a lot of money tweeting what people want the opposite to have happen of.
Well, again, Monday.
Browns are going to win. This thing is in the bag for Cleveland.
Monday, when my crystal ball was exactly right,
yeah.
I want the Shrivers and the Jabroni in Greensburg to call in and say, Pony, guess what? You know ball like no talk radio host I've ever heard before. Something along those lines.
Why are you not even able to get through that without laughing?
Because I heard somebody singing or something in the background outside of our studio. Who was that?
Not Joe. He's already at the golf course.
You hear that? There's like a cackling going on.
Well, I'm more concerned about the fact that our doors are supposed to be soundproof and we can hear somebody laughing clear as day.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. We'll get a view from the other side next on the Browns from a guy you have watched on your couch talk football for years. This is a great guest next. A guy, even though he's a Browns man, that you all know and love. But first, a Charlie headline.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long. Kicking off with a juicy Week 6 game between the Browns and Steelers here in Pittsburgh, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Second game we'll get is Packers and Bengals, Joe Flacco's debut, with the Bengals trying to beat the Packers twice in one season. Good luck in that game, Joe. Some are calling it elder abuse, putting him behind that line at 40 years old.
Broadway Joe Flacco does not like to do the Aaron Rodgers thing where he gets rid of the ball quickly. He wants to attack downfield.
Correct. That's where he made his money.
If they somehow protect him, though, that instantly becomes one of the most entertaining games of the weekend, in my opinion.
The music means it's time to look at the other side, which we do from time to time on Fridays before Steelers games. Momentarily, we will be joined by a guy I am confident 95% of our listeners have watched on TV.
And yet you acted like I didn't know who he was when we were discussing today's show.
And that man is former Red Zone host Andrew Siciliano.
Syracuse man.
Who is now the radio play-by-play voice of the Cleveland Browns.
You go from a job where you are like beloved by football fans far and wide.
But he is a Cleveland guy.
No, I know, and it's all excitement all the time. And take over as a Cleveland guy in what I'm imagining is a dream job, but for a team that does still have problems getting out of its own way
Putting it mildly.
That's being charitable as a person whose mother was born in Cleveland.
And their family owned a bar in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. Still could go to that bar today under different ownership. Maybe I should.
And they used to let you smoke cigarettes illegally in that bar.
I never smoked a cigarette. I think my mom made me try a half shot of vodka when I was 12 to make sure I wouldn't become one of those teenage drinkers. She was no chaser, no nothing. She's like, does that
taste? That was her strategy?
Yeah.
To get you to not drink, let's make you drink? Interesting.
Let's give you a little half shot just so you know that this tastes awful. And it worked because I was like, that's horrible. Why do people do that?
Andrew Siciliano is one of the great NFL voices of all time. And he joins us right now as now voice of the Cleveland Browns in preparation for the Steelers and Browns here in Pittsburgh on Sunday. Andrew, the last time the Browns won a regular season game against the Steelers in Pittsburgh was 2003. What were you doing then?
That's a great question. Good afternoon, guys. My dad used to, when I couldn't sleep as a kid, used to offer me scotch, not often, but it happened once or twice, and maybe that was his way of saying, you know, you're not going to drink when you get older, but it didn't work. But it did put me to sleep. Let me think. So 23 years ago, I was in LA, and so what year was that?
2003.
That was 22?
2003, I was working for Fox Sports Radio and doing arena football games for the Las Vegas Gladiators.
Wow.
That's what I was saying. Yeah.
The Cleveland franchise for in the Arena League was the Gladiators for a while, too.
It's actually the same franchise. So it was a franchise that started in Jersey by a Cleveland guy named Jim Ferraro. They moved to Vegas in like 02 or 03, and I called them up and I said, hey, I live in L.A. I want to do football. Can I do your games? And they're like, sure. And that was it. And nice. I would fly to Vegas every weekend. Yeah, so no, for a kid who was like 29 years old, kid, whatever, I got to fly to Vegas every weekend, which is both good and bad, I learned.
That's like the old school from the 1930s. There's just a sign on the door that says help wanted. You grab it and you start working there hours later. Is kind of what that sounds
That's
like to me.
That's basically what happened.
Yeah.
Isn't that how Dan...
No, I had a great time.
That's how Dan Lanning got his first job in college football. Todd Graham basically had a help wanted kind of thing for Pitt. And he drove like across the country to get on Todd Graham's staff.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Andrew, Ben Roethlisberger has called this game on Sunday a second bye week for the Steelers. What is your response to that?
I would expect nothing less from Ben. Yeah. What's my response? Look, the Browns and Steelers, I know the Browns haven't won. I'm not going to try to insult anyone's intelligence and suggest that this is like some easy Browns win. I'm not suggesting that. But the Browns and the Steelers, despite their lack of success during the regular season in Pittsburgh, they've actually split 5 of the last 6 years, guys. Mm-hmm. And I think the year before that, one of the games was a tie. So despite the fact that they don't win there at Acrisure, or as Pittsburgh guy Bubba Ventrone yesterday called it, Heinz Field, and then said, what is Acrisure? they split almost every year. So, yeah, the Browns got their hands full, obviously. We know the record. But they did win the most significant game that has mattered between these two teams in recent vintage in 2020 there in the playoffs.
And then got rid of the quarterback who led that great victory.
I mean... Yeah, they did. Hey, well, remember what the Rams did back then, in all seriousness? I mean, the Rams decided. They went to the Super Bowl with Jared Goff. I worked for the Rams. I was there for it. And they decided, we think we could do better. If we want to compete, if we want to get to the next level, we think we could do better. There were a number of teams, the Saints, the Falcons, the Panthers, the Eagles inquired, but the Saints, the Falcons, the Panthers, the Browns all basically had deals on the table for Deshaun Watson. The Browns made the best deal. It didn't work. They decided that they needed to go big, much like the Rams had done, and that to compete with Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes, they needed to step it up. It didn't work. We all agree it didn't work.
Andrew, I would ask you about Dylan Gabriel, but I am of the opinion that this game is going to be close, not because of a guy making his second career start, but because of a Browns defense that if Joe Flacco wasn't turning the ball over left and right, would probably be top 5 in scoring defense, is top 2 in total defense, and is the best against the run. What are they doing well besides what we all know they do well, which is turn 95 loose and let him get after the quarterback? What else has made this defense so far very stingy against that which the Steelers would like to do, which is run the ball?
Sure. So this year, what is different than years past is that other guys are winning all their one-on-ones. Everyone knows Miles has got to get doubled, or in some cases, as the Packers did, triple teamed. The question is, can the other guys get home? And this year they are. Malik Collins has been a huge addition. He had 2 sacks last week.
Yep.
He's kind of a veteran interior pass rusher for hire. He's been bouncing around the league, but he plays well. And he has really been great for Mason Graham, whose stats don't jump off the page. But he's playing really well as the number 5 overall pick. So those two guys inside have made a difference. And Alex Wright and Isaiah McGuire on the other defensive end side, on the left side usually, Miles is usually on the right side, those guys have been winning as well. So when the other guys are taking advantage of those double teams, this defense plays well. And this year, that, for the most part, has happened.
Andrew Siciliano, the voice of the Browns, our guest here on 93.7 The Fan. Andrew, they made another trade, not just Flacco. They shipped Greg Newsom out, and they bring Campbell in from Jacksonville. Just reading, not just reading, but kind of reading the body language, I guess, of Jim Schwartz, the defensive coordinator there, didn't seem like he was thrilled with that deal when he had to talk about it earlier this week. If the Browns defense is really, really good, What is the Browns' pass defense for this game against the Steelers?
So that one was surprising. Like, the Flacco deal is always like, you know, oh, you're trading him in the division. That was certainly surprising. The thing with Greg that was surprising is just he's been playing really well, and everyone loves him. Now, go back last year, Greg was not happy initially to play inside. MJ Emerson had a really good 2023. He's a better, more physical outside guy, and he's not meant to play inside. Greg didn't really want to play inside. He didn't have a good year last year, but Emerson got hurt in training camp. They moved him back outside. He's been playing his tail off. So that one kind of hurt. He's beloved as well in the locker room, and it doesn't make a lot of sense. It's a next year move. Now, that doesn't mean it's a we're packing up this year move, but contractually, Greg was on his fifth-year option. You know what paying first-round corners is going to cost. Jacksonville already did that, and he's a man guy, not a zone guy, and now they play zone in Jacksonville, not man. It's really a financially this move makes sense for the next 3 years kind of thing, but they got to get him up to speed. He's had trouble tracking the ball. He's given up an explosive pretty much per game in Jacksonville, so that has to be a concern. But he fits in this system, and he's vicious in run support, which is a huge part this year of why their run defense is much better than it was last year. They're so much better on the edge when teams try to take him sideline to sideline. So I like him. It's going to be interesting to see how fast he can get up to speed, though.
Andrew, how much more are they going to put on Dylan Gabriel's plate, if any, compared to his first career start this week?
It's a good question. They need to stretch the field a little bit more. You know, I wouldn't say that their offenses are overly similar, but both offenses are doing a lot of dinking and dunking right now. I think we can agree on that. Brown's got to stretch the field. They need the explosives. He did take a couple of shots downfield, like, you know, that layered throw to the sidelines to Njoku. That was a nice ball, but they need more of that, certainly. Isaiah Bond really has not been cut loose yet. You know, he's a guy that didn't have training camp, and it shows. The Browns offense will work better when they can actually get the wide receivers involved, which has been a challenge so far.
Andrew, it seems like the biggest question concerning the Browns for this game is who backs up Dylan Gabriel. Who do you think is the guy that is next man up behind the Browns starting quarterback?
Well, Stefanski made it official about an hour ago. It is going to be Shador Sanders, which Ooh. Is honestly a bit of a yes, which is honestly a bit of a surprise, and that's not a shot at Shador. I thought it was going to be Bailey Zappe simply because you don't often guys see kids backing up kids. Like, if you look at last year's much ballyhooed rookie class of quarterbacks, the least experienced backup was Tyson Bagent in Chicago behind Caleb.
Yep.
Everyone else has got an experienced backup. You don't back up a rookie quarterback with a rookie quarterback. It just isn't done. With the last one, honestly, and someone may be able to tell me another one, but you got to go back in my research to 2012. When Washington
Cousins
went
and
RG3 in the
yep.
first round.
Yep.
Yeah, and Kirk Cousins in the fourth round. And week one, remember they won that game in New Orleans. Week one, Kirk Cousins was the number two. Rex Grossman was the inactive veteran backup. He didn't dress that day. You normally don't have kids backing up kids.
Yeah.
And when people lost their mind. How does Kevin Stefanski not dress? Shador Sanders went on Wednesday. He said he was undecided. And I'm like, guys, because you don't back up a rookie with a rookie. Like Bailey Zappe, if Bailey Zappe won in 2023 at Acrisure.
Yes, he did.
With the Patriots. Right. He's actually started 9 games. So if Dylan Gabriel were to roll an ankle and Bailey Zappe came off the bench to get you through that game, that, in my eyes, makes sense. And then if you want to have the do we start Shador next week convo, then that's a totally reasonable convo. But Stefanski says he's going with Shador, so, you know, buckle up. It's getting interesting.
Andrew, if we just asked you off the cuff as a lifelong Browns fan to name every Browns starting quarterback since 1999, how many of them do you think you could get in one sitting with no prep, just thinking off the top of your head?
I could probably do them all, but at the same time, guys, and this isn't a combative towards you answer. This is, I've given this answer to everyone. Like, I am so sick of that meme and that jersey. And, like, it is such a tired, and again, not at you guys. It is such like a tired, like loser mentality. Woe is me. We've got another quarterback, low hanging fruit, screaming head on TV topic. Like it's a lazy topic. I'd rather focus on this one. And I know that sounds like sour grapes. It isn't. I can name them all. I'm a Browns fan, but like it's just one of those, like when Cleveland sports talk radio or any sports talk radio does it, and I'm like, come on. Like, who cares? Yeah, they got another quarterback. They got to find the right one. I get it.
It's basically football porn for Steelers fans, Andrew. I'm just going to let you know that.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Right. No. I totally get it. And I remind Steelers fans that from the 20s to the 60s, they were the worst franchise in football. So.
The 1920s to 1960s. Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
So, like, the NFL is 106 years old.
Andrew, so many of our listeners loved watching you on Red Zone for all those years. And good luck at Acrisure. We don't actually mean that, but it seemed like the polite thing to say. And
we appreciate
you coming on the air with us.
Hey, I'm glad you called because I really do have fun with it. Like, I love Steelers fans. Seriously, I do. And they always give me grief online. So I'm glad you called. It's all in good fun. Did that sound overly defensive on the quarterbacks? I say this
yes,
to Browns fans all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
I never knew what the split was though between people like you, Andrew, who are like, yeah, I wanna take this seriously and not laugh at it, versus Browns fans who lean into it a little bit.
Just
and
say
like,
if you can't cry, you laugh.
Yeah,
one of those things.
If you can't laugh, what are you gonna do? Like I thought there would be a decent amount of Browns fans. You're like, yeah, Jeff Driskel started
yes,
here.
We
what
had
of
Spurgeon
it?
Win.
You know what
we
of
had a guy
it,
named
guys?
Spurgeon start well, games for us.
But hold on. Jeff, you know why Jeff Driskel started? Because they were already in the playoffs and they didn't want to play Flacco.
That's right.
So Jeff Driskel to me is like a sign of success that he started. Like they made the playoffs that year. Like who cares? They got Jeff Driskel off the practice squad and rested everybody. That's a good thing, not a bad thing.
Not the same right? for Connor Shaw who Joe Thomas had to introduce himself to.
Correct.
In the huddle.
Right.
Yeah.
Not the same for Connor Shaw. Not the same for Charlie Whitehurst. Although did he start a game or did he only come in?
No,
Charlie Fry did.
The pride of Akron, the second most famous Akron grad behind Ken Carman.
Why did we bring him up? Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it, brother.
Hold on. Charlie Fry was a great one. They traded him after week one in 2007, literally the Monday after a loss. Brought in Derek Anderson and won 10 games.
What was his nickname?
Derek Anderson's.
Charlie Fry?
No, Derek Anderson had a nickname, right?
I don't know. Did he? Charlie Fry's a Vikings assistant coach. We saw him last week in London.
It's actually on Pro Football Reference listed as horse balls, Andrew, and I'm not lying. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Enjoy the game. There you go. I helped you prep for it. Thank you, Andrew. Be good.
See you guys.
Andrew Siciliano, one of the best.
Man.
Even though he's a Browns guy.
I didn't know bringing up the
oh, my
the
God. He got very defensive.
I actually felt a little bit bad about it, but then not so much.
That's like when you say to Charlie, that neutral zone trap should have been outlawed by the NHL. He gets all hot and bothered in there.
I mean, you say that to give Charlie a little bit of a nudge, but you were a Devils fan back then.
I
you love that garbage.
Because I liked the...
They
the
won
structure.
Two Stanley Cups. I don't care. It's not the same as the Browns.
I mean, I rooted for them in 95.
See, you're getting defensive about it, though, which is exactly what I said you'd do.
All I have to say is two cups. Done.
I rooted for them in 95 when they did that to the Red Wings. But then, as I got older and realized the way of the world, I realized that it was a bastardization of hockey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.